We must be getting close, Ron, to the trigger point.
Yeah, 1.536.
Wow. And it
That website, MHL, which is Manly Hydraulic Laboratories, it's a state, it's a government thing. You can get on there and then pick Lake Cat Eye and you can follow it all the time. It shows you, there's readings about every half hour.
Gee, that's amazing. So,
it's MHL, so it's 1.6 when they're supposed to let it go these days.
Yeah, and you're at 1.536, huh?
Currently it's 1.536. It was a bit higher, but it's dropped earlier after the big rain, but it's dropped down. But you can follow that website any time, and you'll be able to know exactly what's going on down there.
For sure. Now, that's the official part. Ronnie, do you feel it in your bones? Are we going to get more today? I think we are.
We need something good to warm us up these days, I think. Cold weather and COVID virus.
That's right. Well, by Friday, I think the top temperature is only going to be like 21 degrees or something. So,
next couple
of days, hopefully we get the rain and we can get the lake open. That would be just sensational.
Well, you won't need much because that dump last night put it up about 30 mil. Mm. So we probably only need about another 30 mil of 50 mil of rain and away she goes.
Yeah, hopefully, Ronnie. Look, and again, looking at the radar, that could happen, you know, given one good storm right near the coast there. So fingers crossed, everybody that loves Cat Eye and wants to see it open and thriving with the tide coming in and out again, fingers crossed, everybody, will do the rain dance. Ronnie's feeling it in his bones, so am I. Yeah. Good on you, Ron.
Thanks, mate.
Good on you, mate.
Strawny for breakfast.
Weekdays from 6.
Thanks to the Port City Bowling Club. You can catch up via the free Triple M app. Plus, like our Facebook and Instagram to keep up with what's happening locally.
Mid-North Coast's Triple M.